Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bud from Fireside Chatter. Just wanted to preface this episode by saying thank you so much for following us on Instagram, Facebook, me and Merlot's Twitters. All of your support means the world to us here at Fireside Chatter. We're slowly growing our podcast and our business, and we just love that you guys have come out and support us in such an amazing and inspiring way. So thank you very much. I did want to preface, too, and say that we got some feedback from my buddy, Mr. N. Carter. Mr. N. Carter, we'd love to have you on the show sometime as well, as I discussed with him. He wanted to add a rant about our episode 16, the Lunch Lady episode. He wanted to talk about a local hot dog establishment. That's all I'm going to say about that. And he said, motherfuckers be charging $7 for original hot dog experiences. He says he wants to yell every time someone makes him go there. He says, I don't care if you dunk this shit in gold. It's a hot dog. Lower the fucking price, dog. It's legit. Yeah, I think that I've been to this establishment. I like it personally, but I could definitely see why that's a thing. I mean, they load these hot dogs up with a lot of different little extras and things like that, but $7 for a hot dog, that's pretty steep. So thank you very much to Mr. N. Carter for that feedback. Love to have you on the show sometime, buddy. And here is episode 18, Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
And I am Merlot.
Taking a sip of Merlot. It's our producer, fearless and esteemed Merlot, once again sitting in on the fire tonight. How is that, Merlot?
Merlot. How is that, Merlot?
Tasty.
Tasty, tasty. For delicious definition, make the boys go crazy. Music.
I love that song.
I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and there ain't no other lady put it down like me. Fergalicious.
So delicious.
It's hot, hot.
So delicious.
Tasty.
You skipped the whole part. You don't know what you're doing.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. That is more than any straight male could have.
You did this morning already. Bud.
That's true. You know, you don't have to bring our sex life into this. Merlot.
I sure can.
I don't like this.
It just happened.
I don't like where this is going.
And you don't bring...
Yeah, that's a different matter entirely. Me and Steve have a very beautiful love life. You're too hard. You're too rough. I want gentle ass pounding.
Little bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Get inside. Let me show you how a real woman does it. Boom, 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 boom. Starring Queen Latifah.
You could go in there.
Because she's a fat bitch.
What has she been up to these days?
Queen Latifah.
Yeah, what has she done?
Getting an order of McDonald's every day. That's what she's up to.
She's loving it.
I was in there the other day, McDonald's.
Yeah.
And, McDonald's? What's McDonald's?
It's this place you go to when you're usually just really hungover.
Okay.
Or drunk.
All right.
The food's not particularly that great.
Yeah.
I mean, but I love the fucking Monopoly that they get seasonally.
Yeah, everybody wants to play Monopoly, win some TVs.
That's where they get me.
Shit.
It's like, I don't, you know, like, I just love the Monopoly. I never, send anything in. I never have. I just like to collect the pieces. It's weird.
I think it's fun. It's fun when you get the two last ones, the, like, Park Avenue.
But you get free stuff, too, like a free Egg McMuffin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's worth it.
Legit. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sometimes you make out.
Yeah. You know? But you were talking about McDonald's. You were talking about McDonald's.
That's all I had to say about
it. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Well, is that starting up again?
I don't know.
Monopoly?
I hope so. I really do.
You know they have a Monopoly for cheaters now?
I saw that, yes.
I did see that, yeah. I saw on Twitter.
How does that work? Like, how does
I think it's like a hide your get-out-of-jail-free card, get-out-of-jail. Yeah.
But, like, what if you actually start cheating like you do a normal Monopoly where you take
extra? Yeah, can you cheat the cheating
Monopoly? Yeah.
And then can you cheat that cheating in the cheating Monopoly?
Yeah.
I just hate Monopoly. I really do.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not about that.
I haven't played it in a long, long time, but I do have the Pokemon Monopoly, the original one.
Wow.
That's a rare one, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is it about, like, the... Here's an interesting side note. You know how they have Guinness records for, like, really fucking stupid things?
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, the longest game of Monopoly ever played underwater.
That is seven weeks.
It's like 2 weeks or something like that. And I'm like, what kind of fucking retards are actually going to... be underwater playing Monopoly, like fucking with your plastic money. Like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I say to those rich, entitled assholes, go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves for thinking of that. Go fuck yourselves for doing that. And go fuck yourselves for the bench that's named after you. You piece of garbage.
I feel like, you know, if I had that much money, I'd have way, like, cooler shit with my money.
Yes. Yes.
Like, then, like, be underwater, play Monopoly for 2 weeks.
Breaking a
world
record. Yeah.
Like, out experience shit.
Yes.
Live life.
Yes. Go parasailing.
Maybe.
Jerk off and go parasailing.
Into a sock.
That's a callback. That's a callback.
Do you think
I got the callback.
Such an award. What? That sounds like an old 90s. I said a word. What? A callback. Yeah. I said a callback. Yeah.
My question is, like, once you...
You were feeling it.
I was.
Yeah. High five.
Marilla was into it.
She felt it.
My question is, back to the sock. When you decide to retire the sock, are you gonna give it a cremation? And if so, what do you think will happen when you throw it into the fire?
Okay. To answer your first question,
would you bury it? Well, how would you?
It will smell like millions of unborn children.
Would you give it to Goodwill?
Sending them up to hell.
Would you not wash it and give it to Goodwill?
No. I can't do with my DNA out there. Otherwise, they'll clone me. And
oh yeah, or you get pinned for a rape or something.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We don't want that.
What? That was such a leap.
They'll take the DNA from the sock and place
it. Your clone will go rape someone.
They will rub that sock at the crime scene. Like,
oh my lord. What the hell was I saying?
You were talking about what you do when you retire your sock.
I'm gonna burn it.
Okay. What do you think would happen to it?
There's going to be a big funeral pyre with a bunch of Ewoks around it, and Luke Skywalker sees his dad and Obi-Wan and Yoda, and he smiles, and the music swells and goes, na, 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 na. That's what's going to happen to my sock.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious. I saw it as a side.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well thought out.
Yeah.
It's visionary.
That sock deserves
it. Jizzinary.
I wonder if that's a porn serve for, like...
Nah, 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 nah. I will never see that scene again.
No.
In the same way.
Nope.
I will never... Ooh.
Forever change.
Yeah. Talk about the Back to the Future porn parody you directed, Merlot.
My God.
This was early in your career.
It was. My first one.
Yeah. Why have Marty have anal with his mom?
He didn't. He had it with Doc.
I was going to continue, but, like, I couldn't get the image of, oh, Marty! Marty!
Oh, no.
Once your lightning bolt strikes my clock tower.
We have to hit 88 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. We just created that.
We did.
We just created Back to the Fiction, Back to the Future porn.
Google it. See if it exists.
We're Googling it. Who's got a phone?
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
If we had Alexa up, she'd answer it.
Let's consult the Google.
Yeah.
Bud killed Google. Alexa, though.
Let's consult the Google, everybody.
Her. Did he come on her, too?
It was too close to the sock, man. Google. There was no hope.
Hey. Wait.
Alexa!
Wait, shut up.
She drowned.
Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Hang on, I might have to unplug this. Okay, Google. What was I asking?
If the parody exists already.
Back to Future Porn.
Back to the Future Porn parody. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise.
It's just Rick and Morty stuff. Like it's not actually. Yeah. That would be funny. Nah, it's not like... I mean, I'm sure if I Googled it enough.
Actually, we
Morty
all...
Morty said, Doc! We Doc! All... Doc! Are you telling me...
We all met a person Precisely. From Back to the Future.
We did.
We met Biff.
We met Biff.
We saw Biff. We saw his comedy show.
He serenaded you.
He made eyes at me.
Yeah, with a guitar and he made eyes.
He does this bit. Okay, so Tom Wilson is the name of the actor. This is a good story. Tom Wilson is the name of the actor who plays Biff in the Back to the Future movies. We go to see his comedy show because he has that video.
And he's a very funny man.
Yeah.
So you should check it out.
He's great. He plays guitar. He sings. He does he knocks on people's heads in the audience and goes, hello, hello, anybody home? It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So he goes and he does this comedy show and he is doing this bit where he's playing the guitar and going, din, 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 like
and
this
basically
really basic riff.
Answering every question people the most basic common answers that he gets.
Oh, well, he does that bit too. I was saying the beginning.
Yeah, that's when he starts it. That's how he started. Because he first
No, he had the thing in his mouth, remember?
The thing in his mouth?
He had a thing in his mouth. He went, and then he started it.
Oh, the ball.
Right. Yeah.
That's
ping
how
pong
it started.
Ball.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So he's just doing this bit, and then he starts eyeing women in the audience, and then he eyes Merlot, and he stays on her for a good minute long.
Yeah.
It got really awkward.
Yeah, and I had to put my arm. I was like, no, Biff, you leave her alone.
And he looked at you. He's like. I remember him
He did. He sized him up can I take this fucker?
Yes.
I think I could.
Yeah.
I could chance it, but I could take him.
Which is great. He was awesome.
So that's my claim to fame, that Biff wanted me to go backstage. And
that's right.
Hey.
He wanted to...
Biff.
Yeah.
Biff wanted to... Biff.
One day I'm going to marry you, Merlot. Someday you'll be my wife.
Oh, man. You should have went with it.
Yeah, you could have been the guy who owned Tannen Casino. Remember? In the alternate?
Yeah.
In an alternate 1985.
With Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. He could
He's
be
based
president.
Off Donald, yeah.
It would be the co-owner of Biffco. That's a company that they came up with.
Biffco?
Some really smart and talented screenwriter. I don't know his name. Bob Gale. Fucking wrote that script. And then he had the audacity to name Biff's company Biffco. Biffco!
It sounds
think
legit
about that.
To me. Biffco?
No!
What's wrong with it?
That's not legit.
That's not.
That's Steve-co. One day, Steve will become a high-ranking tycoon in the oil industry and found Steve-co. That's stupid.
You say oil industry, and I, for some reason, I automatically just go to the there will be blood scene. With I drink your milkshake. I drink
I'm
all mine.
Up.
Yeah. I come over and I drink your milkshake.
Drainage. I love that
part of that movie. Just confuses the fucking shit out of me. I'm like, he's rich, he just loses it, and then he just murders those guys.
Yes. You know, it actually reminds me a lot of my boss.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. But then when he drains you, it's just straight out of your penis.
Exactly. I drink your Come!
I drink it all. Oh, God.
I take it from your sock.
You know, that is not going to be a recurring joke. We've already established that the recurring joke in this show is that Drew Carey is a giant Muppet.
It's true.
That's it. Hashtag it, friends.
Irrefutable evidence that he...
We're not going to go to my cum sock.
It will be a thing.
No.
You think Drew Carey has a cum sock?
I think Drew Carey has many cum socks. I think Drew Carey
has a cum closet.
Yeah. That shit's like Narnia level deep, and it's all cum socks. There ain't no mystical land. It's cum socks.
Oh, man.
Fucking a little fawn steps up to you in the snow and goes, cum socks, turn back.
Save yourself. Nothing but horror here.
It's not Narnia. Everyone who comes here thinks it's Narnia. It's not.
It's just cum Sockland.
And it's Drew Carey's cum.
Everywhere.
Come back.
It's on retreat. The wall. It's on the ground. It's
the White Witch is coming down.
The cum witch. Oh, God.
Ew. Ew.
Don't sit down, you might get pregnant. Don't do it.
Fucking Drew Carey.
Yep.
You piece of fucking garbage.
He's a Muppet.
Fucking kill Drew Carey. Crinkle this paper up.
Good dad.
Be careful, he's a Marine. Yeah.
Drew Carey?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
He was a Marine?
Pretty sure. No, hey. Google it.
No.
Yeah,
that sounds like bullshit.
Look it up.
It sounds like bullshit.
We'll put money on
Can
it.
Can you imagine that fucker in the Marines?
Let's Google it. I'm
like,
maybe not.
I'm holding a gun.
Air Force, maybe?
Get it? I'm not actually holding a gun.
The Few.
This
the
is
proud.
Improvising. The Few. The Proud.
The Muppets.
The Drew Carey.
The Few.
After serving in the U.S. Marine Corps.
Yeah, Drew Carey.
That was like a real thing.
Fuck, man. Yeah. That's a bunch of bullshit.
That's ridiculous.
That dude's fucking, he's a pussy. I'd take Drew Carey. I'd fight Drew Carey.
He also used to like
Drew Carey in his ass.
Oh. He was a photographer of like soccer games, like the national, like the U.S. national team soccer. He's like their photographer.
Huh. He's a lame motherfucker.
What? This is ridiculous.
He would be.
Huh.
He would be. Fucking Drew Carey, your giant Muppet ass.
Yeah, it says he adopted his crew cut hairstyle while serving in the United States Marine Corps. Carey has had refractive surgery to correct his vision and therefore did not really require glasses.
Yeah, no shit. He's full of shit.
He's
full
faking
of
it.
Shit.
He's been faking those glasses
it's
for the
like,
last
look,
25 years.
This is
years?
What's going to make me famous. Glasses.
But apparently it says, however, while this was true for several years, on the May 17, 2006 episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live, he revealed that when he turned 40, he actually developed the need for bifocals.
I don't fucking care. I'm fine. You've
go
built,
blind.
You built this whole thing on a lie.
It's all
the
been
only
a
real
fucking
karma.
Lie.
Right. The only real karma is for you to now actually need glasses.
Is he really from Cleveland? I don't think so.
Exactly. Does Cleveland
so.
Rock?
Yeah, does it exist? Is it all a lie?
Quicken Loans Arena? Just a mirage?
LeBron doesn't exist. It's not true.
When's the last time you seen the Browns in football? Ever. Ever. Ever.
But
ever. No.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. They
no
don't
joke.
Exist. Yeah.
Ever.
The Browns, yeah.
Ever, Steve.
Ever? You sure? Ever. Oh, God. That's a long time.
Ever.
That's like it. That's like all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, yeah.
Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me about high school.
Let's
and
go back.
Your mother.
Mother in high school or her in high school?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
How your mother as it relates to your time in high school.
Oh, Jesus.
Citing specific examples.
In MLA format?
In APA style, and you have to include footnotes.
Who do you MS DOS?
APA.
Yeah.
So what?
I don't know.
I really don't know what I'm talking about.
This is standard stuff. I don't. It's not.
I was just a nerd in high school. I did ASL, which stands for Academic Sports.
This test
sports
is time.
League. Yeah. Yeah. It's taking me like my
academic
time.
Academic Sports League.
Yeah.
You nerd.
I remember I was at Easter, and my cousin had no idea what it was. So he was like, so do you like...
Dumb?
Well, he is super dumb.
No, no, but, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're dumb.
I'm an idiot.
Not you.
I'm in Scholastic. and the medium one.
I was in college prep English.
But like, my cousin was like, okay, so do you just like answer a question and like shoot a basketball? Is that how that works? And I'm like, no.
No.
I was like, literally, I wake up at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday and I shower, eat breakfast, get into dress clothes, like fucking suit attire, and I haul my ass to a local college where I take tests for time for 30 minutes each. I get interviewed, I give a speech, and then these are all scored.
On Sunday?
On a Saturday.
Oh, a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
You sound like...
You sound bitter.
And then...
Yeah.
You sound scarred.
Well...
Like, look at... And then I had to live in a van down by the river.
There were some scarring moments in this. Oh. There are some great things, some scarring things.
Okay.
So then... So you just from like 8 to about noon...
On a Saturday.
And then...
Fuck.
Probably around 3 o'clock is when you have the like award ceremony where everyone gets like their medals for whoever it gets like gold and speech and then silver, yeah. Bronze, and yeah. You go through
every
each division.
Saturday?
It's like every Saturday, but it was like every couple Saturdays, and then so I was super super nerdy. And my senior year, I made the team of 9. And this is like a big fucking deal.
You made
to
them
score
a 9.
Team of 9.
Oh, team of 9.
So here's how this works. At the local competitions, you have a huge, like, 20-kid team. Like, it's ginormous. Everyone goes. But, like, Team of 9's the elite team that goes to regionals and nationals. And I was part of that team.
Shit.
And it was fucking awful. I sat, like, we went to a hotel room. We went out of town. Like, got a hotel room. And, like, I wanted to, like, go in the pool. I would hang out with their other kids. They were all fucking studying. I'm like, you know what? Like, I get it. Like, we're here. Like, yeah.
Enjoy it, man.
But I was like, fuck this studying. Like, can we, like, chill first or after studying? Can we just, like,
pizza?
Is there a break to the studying, which we are doing? And then there was none.
None.
No. The one time I went to the pool, I was the only girl. And they're like, there's a girl in here. And I'm like,
oh, I have a vagina.
Yeah, don't say.
I don't have a penis.
Their minds were blown.
Boy, that wasn't the only thing.
The water was filled with that. That pool became a big cum sign.
Right. We can build the space together. That's the song I imagine is a bunch of 13-year-olds cumming a giant pool.
Hits keep coming. Who sings that? I don't know.
Hits keep coming. The hell are you saying?
I don't know.
I have no idea what
I feel like anything could be a pop song.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come in a sock.
Coming to a radio near you.
It's made of cotton.
Cotton lover.
Coming in.
My, how you feel so good.
And then the rap part.
Not like a vagina.
Coming in socks feels so good.
Coming in fog. No. I was going to do like a Snoop Dogg thing.
You butchered it.
Yeah.
You butchered.
Coming in socks. It feels so good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where the weed at? I know that don't rhyme. Doesn't matter, yo. I'll put a Glock in your mouth. That's actually my cock. Snoop Dogg. Dogg. Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Oh God, this episode and the last episode has been about sock and coming. It's been
socks are meant for cum.
We should just change your name right now to the Krusty's or Krusty.
Krusty. Krusty cum sock.
Krusty sock. Yeah.
Krusty Haynes.
Sock for me.
Haynes. Krusty Haynes.
Krusty cum sock. Krusty Haynes.
Krusty Haynes, man. That's your new name. This is Krusty Haynes here. And it sounds legit.
Oh, my Lord.
Krusty Haynes. Formerly Vines.
You'd be listening to music on the radio. Krusty. And then just, oh, Krusty Haynes here. This is the sixth time I've jerked off today. And it hurts. It hurts. Here's Frankie Valli. Oh, Krusty Haynes here.
Remember, kids, always rub it till it bleeds. That's probably your sign off.
Tell it blades. It's actually Bernie Sanders. Tell it blades. Enough with the emails.
That old man yelled that at me. Ooh, I have nightmares. Till it bleeds.
Krusty Cumsock is really Bernie Sanders.
All wrinkled.
But her emails.
I can't. I tried to. I just ruined it for you. I'm sorry.
Yo, you were beautiful.
It was horrible.
You were beautiful.
You were gorgeous.
Will you be the Snoop Dogg to my Martha Stewart?
Hell yeah.
Word.
To your mother.
Word to your mother.
Mother-in-law. Word to your mother.
Well, you want to end it there?
I suppose.
Yeah. Check me and Merlot out on Twitter. We have Twitters. Tweeters. Check Steve out on this podcast.
Yeah, and sometimes I contribute on Facebook.
On our Facebook page, at Fireside Chat.
Yeah.
I think we've learned a lot here.
Well, we've just, for me, it's been a reiteration of Cumsock.
Cumsock, you are so beautiful.
To me.
Cumsock. That's great. That's great.
Cumsock the musical.
Oh, that could be a musical.
Cumsock the musical.
It could be a. It could be about society.
And
how we throw things away. It could get deep. No pun intended. Think about it. I have this envision.
No one wants to have sex anymore.
It starts off with. Oh, it starts off black, right? Starts off the scene starts black.
Like
right?
Pitch black.
Okay. In the play.
Oh, okay.
And you see nothing. You just hear groans, and then you hear a splooshing sound, and then the light shines, and you see the character dressed as a sock laying down, just covered. And then it starts there with a song, like just a depressing song.
Yeah. Am I just a cum sock?
I could see it just being like a Schoolhouse Rock, but with a sock covered.
I'm just a cum sock. And I'm laying here on this 11-year-old's bed. He hasn't
Mama
washed me in days.
No, mom hasn't washed. He doesn't do his own laundry.
No. And that's the drama of the play is the mom then comes in.
To clean up his mess.
And she finds the cum sock and she's like, what is this? What are you doing? This is an affront to the Lord.
You go to hell, boy, if you don't. You don't recant your sins.
You'll go blind.
You're shooting out just like that boy in Christmas Story. Watch me aim it, boy.
Mother doesn't like it anymore when I lock the door.
Is that starch in my socks? No, it's not. It's just cum.
Yeah, I just sweat a lot. Sweat a lot. It's sweat a lot.
It's salt from my sweat. Not salt from my penis. That didn't rhyme at all.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know where we go from here.
Where do we go?
Where do we go now? Where do we go? Ow, ow, come, sock.
Yeah.
It's been Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm come, sock.
And I'm Merlo.
Good night, everybody.
I'm Krusty.